Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for Osmo.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Tuesday, October 26th. And be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Only place you get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. Let me know in the comment section who's your favorite and least favorite of my contenders. And finally, shout out to Prize Picks for being the presenting sponsor of this show. Use the promo code AWESOMO when signing up. Get a 100% instant match deposit bonus of up to $100. Now, we round out the bottom of my top 10 with Jakob Poeltl, Andrew Wiggins, Josh Giddey, Darius Bazley, and Keldon Johnson on the outside looking in. Yikes, by the way. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First up at number five, we've got $5,700 Mike Conley. I've got him projected for 33 fantasy points. The goal's 38. He's in the optimal lineup 26% of the time. I think 32 minutes for Conley in a matchup against the Nuggets seems pretty reasonable. I wouldn't even be surprised if it were slightly more. 1.03 fantasy points per minute in this spot. 15 points, 6 assists, 3.5 boards, a steal and a half. Conley just does a little bit of everything. For some strange reason, though, he's priced at 5,700, and he should probably be somewhere in, like, the low sixes. So I want to take advantage of the value on a day like today, and I want to get myself to Mike Conley. Staying at the point guard position for number four, DeJounte Murray. He's 7,300, projected for 41.5. The goal is 46.5. That gets him in the optimal lineup 29% of the time. 34 minutes for DeJounte Murray, 1.22 fantasy points per minute. I think this is a really nice spot for Murray. 16 points, 8.5 boards, 7 assists, 2 stocks. Another guy that does a little bit of everything, but he does even more than Mike Conley. Big fan of DeJounte Murray. If he's getting into passing lanes and getting the steals, he's in for a very, very monster day. Pace neutral matchup against the Lakers. Some quality defense, depending on who's out there. Some not-so-quality defense, depending on who's out there. But he should see a lot of Russell Westbrook on the opposite side, which should be helpful to at least one of the guys in the backcourt for the San Antonio Spurs. At number three, we have my preferred pay-up option for the day, $10,900 Luka Doncic, projected for 59.5. The goal is 64.5, and he is in the optimal lineup 30% of the time. I gave him 36 minutes. That might be too much against Houston, but in any competitive game, that's how long he's going to be out there because he's Luka Doncic. 1.6-ish fantasy points per minute in this spot. Bad Houston defense. Pace up spot for Dallas. 35% usage for Luka. 29, 9, and 9.5 as a baseline projection with 1.5 stocks. There's not much else to say here. On a 5-game slate, I love the raw point ceiling of Luka Doncic. Now at number two, I'm going to my boy, shooting guard eligible Lu Dort. He's only 4,700. Now it hasn't been good so far this season, but I've got him projected for 27. The goal is 33, and I think he's in the optimal lineup about 31% of the time. I gave Dort 32 minutes. He's like a 0.88 guy, 0.86, we'll call it for today. Maybe a little lower. Usage might be a little high though. 14.5 points, 4.5 boards, 2 assists, a stock and a half. It's a pace-up spot for Golden State, so I think that's appealing. Not the best defensive matchup in the world for the Thunder, but if this game can stay even mildly competitive, and for, you know, sometimes Thunder games are just going to do that, I think 32 minutes for Dort in a spot like this is very realistic, and it's not going to take all that much for him to go crazy. For Dort to go north of 30 fantasy points, that's really all you're looking for on a 5-gamer at 4,700. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Head on over to Twitter and follow me, at Josh Engelman, only place you're going to get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. I want you guys in the comment section letting me know who your favorite and least favorite contenders are. And finally, one last shout out to the presenting sponsor of this video, and that would be Prize Picks. Closing it out with my number one contender for today, that is Dwight Powell. Center eligible, but just 3,300. Projected for 23. The goal is just 26.5, and he's in the optimal lineup 32% of the time. I think Powell's good for 20 to 24 minutes here. 24 minutes on the high end makes him the number one contender. 20 on the low end, and he's probably like 9th or 10th. The price is just too low. He's a 0.9 to 1 fantasy point per minute guy. 9 points, 6.5 boards, 2 assists. Almost a stock, almost a steal, almost a block. He's the type of guy, and because they're on the same team, I don't mean it like this, but because he's 3,300, that just allows you to get to Luka Doncic more frequently, and that's fine by me. I think it's a really nice matchup against Houston as well, just because Şengün, not very good defensively, Christian Wood, not very good defensively. I don't think Daniel Theis is going to be that big of a problem for someone like Dwight Powell, so I think this spot works out perfectly for Dwight Powell. Maybe he gets an extra rotation, who knows, but even on the low end, even at 20 minutes, you're going to get a lot of Dwight Powell. He's going to be one of the most popular plays today, likely a cash game lock on DraftKings. I really like Powell, and that's why he is my number one contender today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Tuesday, October 26th. FanDuel version of this video around here somewhere. Make sure you go check that out. Good luck tonight, everybody. I will be back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.